Perhaps one of the most famous questions that Rashi ever asks in all of the Torah is Ma Inyan Shemitah Yitzel Har Sinai. We all remember the question. What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? Of course, refers to the fact that the opening psukim in Parshas Bahar, the opening psukim list, the opening psukim refer to the fact that Ma'in Shemitah Yitzel Har Sinai, that Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Le'mor, Hashem speaks to Moshe at Har Sinai, and he proceeds to tell him the mitzvah of Shemitah. Obviously, the basic problem is that Hashem spoke at Sinai much more than the mitzvah of Shemitah. He spoke all the laws, all the halachas, all the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. The Kli Yakar has a very fascinating and original take on this issue. Let's see the first piece inside. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. Ma inyan Shemitah Yitzel Har Sinai, etc. Karov Lishmoa, says the Kli Yakar, I'd like to offer you the following pshat, which I think is Karov Lishmoa. He thinks it's easy to hear. He thinks it's a special and unique explanation. Kishaola Moshe Har Sinai Acha Shiva Shavuos, right? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to accept the Torah after 7 weeks. Shesafru Yisrael, Arbaim V'Teisha Yom and Pesach and Hatzeres. The Jewish people counted at that time 49 days from Pesach until Shavuos. Niskadesh Oz Osohar V'Nesar Bezriya V'Charisha V'Yom Chamishim Shabo Nitna HaTorah. So first of all, he says an interesting parallel. He says that just like Yovel, the land becomes holy, you can't work the land after 49 years. So too, he says, that mountain, probably, in all likelihood, that mountain, you weren't allowed to go on the mountain when Hashem came to give the Torah on Har Sinai. So the mountain was Aser Bezriya. The mountain was Aser Bezriya B'Charisha. V'huzman Meshichas HaYovel Likro Dror V'Chafshi L'Chol Yisrael. It's the time, he says, a play on words now. That time of Mamad Har Sinai, of Matan Torah, was Zman Meshichas HaYovel Likro Dror V'Chafshi L'Chol Yisrael Cherus Al Haluchos. It was a day of freedom for the Jewish people. A day of freedom. Cherus Al Haluchos. V'Ayidei Kol HaShofar Shel Matan Torah. It's a day of freedom. So he wants to say, that's what the Pasuk is going to refer to. Bahar Sinai, I'm going to give you the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel, because Yovel is all about freedom, that in the 50th year, the slaves go free, and there's an aspect of freedom to the world. So he says, the reason why the Torah is calling the connection to Har Sinai and Shemitah and Yovel is because on Har Sinai is when the Jewish people got their freedom. Freedom! That's when we got our shackles. That's when we got our bonds. What do you mean? That's when Hashem told us, you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do the other thing. He says, no! That's the day Mamad Har Sinai is the day Shavuos, which is coming up, is the day when the Jewish people got their freedom. As the Pasuk says, V'amichtav michtav elokim hu chorus al aluchos al tikri chorus el acherus. Where the Gemara darshins from there, the famous drasha, Ein lecha ben chorin ela misha osik patora. There's no freer man than he who involves himself in the study of Torah. Freedom? Study of Torah is freedom? What do you mean freedom? There's 365 negative commandments. How's that freedom? So once a beautiful essay from Soloveitchik on this topic, on this commentary on the Haggadah, the new book that came out 2-3 years ago, the Sefer, talks about Avadam Hayinu L'Paro Mitzrayim. He says, what Yiddishkeit is one little bit of subjugating yourself for a treasure house full of freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from the Yetzer Hara. Freedom from Tivus. Freedom from all the things that the rest of the world is bound by. Unfortunately, kids, you bring up children, they have the exact opposite impression. Yiddishkeit is slavery. I can't do this, I can't do that. Soloveitchik develops the idea that no, ein lecha ben chorin ala mi she'osek b'Torah. So many people are shackled by what everybody else thinks. They're shackled by their taivas, shackled by desires, shackled by the Yetzirah. They can't even move. Every time they try to do something, the Yetzirah grabs and this, Yetzirah grabs and there, Yetzirah. A person who commits himself to a life of Torah and mitzvahs is the greatest freedom. You're free from the bonds of the Yetzirah. You're free from the bonds of society. You're free from having to conform with what the Joneses are doing. Look what he develops here. Again, let's read it again. So he says, why Mayim Yin Shemitah Etz Har Sinai? Why does the Torah combine Har Sinai and Yovel? Because he says the themes are the same of Har Sinai and Yovel. And actually, the whole Yovel, he says, is predicated on Mamad Har Sinai. The whole Yovel is patterned after Mamad Har Sinai. Again, let's read it again. V'huzman Mashichas HaYovel Likro Dror, because Mamad Har Sinai was the time of the blowing of the shofar to proclaim freedom throughout the Jewish people. Cheres al aluchos. What kind of freedom? Cheres al aluchos. Like they call Hashem v'shaman Torah. But also zman higin HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe inyan HaShemitah v'Yovel. It was on Har Sinai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Jewish people about Shemitah and Yovel. Lomar, to teach them. Shebemispar sheva uvemispar arboim v'teisha ani nosin kedusha zu l'chol Eretz Yisrael. With the number 7 and the number 49, I'm going to give the same sanctity that you see on Har Sinai. I'm going to give you that same sanctity throughout the entire land of Israel during year number 50. Sheyish lo dimyon v'yichus in Har Sinai, that Yovel can be compared to what happened in Har Sinai, mitzad hayosa avira demachim. Because when God's presence rested itself on Har Sinai that night, you had... It was like a mini Israel. It was a mini Eretz Yisrael. It was a mini Yerushalayim. It was a mini Beis Hamikdash. You had the Shekhinah's presence on Har Sinai. You had the Shekhinah's presence on the mountain. So you had Avir Demachkim Ve'ein Torah Ketoros Eretz Yisrael V'Har Sinai. Ein Torah Ketoros Eretz Yisrael V'Har Sinai. There's no Torah like the Torah given on Har Sinai, and no Torah like the Torah studied at Eretz Yisrael. There's a comparison there. What's the comparison? You had Gilui Shechina that time at Har Sinai, and Eretz Yisrael is Hashem's backyard. You have a stronger Gilui Shechina there all the time. He says, he quotes from a Medrash. Ein Torah Ketoros Eretz Yisrael. There is such a Medrash. Ein Torah Ketoros Eretz Yisrael. I once heard an interesting explanation of that. We'll get to that in one second. Al Kein Roy Litein Gam La'aretz Ahi Kedushas Har Sinai. Therefore, he says, it's roi to give to Gantz Eretz Yisrael. To the whole Eretz Yisrael, we give Kedushas Har Sinai. Achar mispar arboim v'teisha shana. V'chein b'mispar sheva. After 7 times 7, just like by Har Sinai, after 7 times 7, the mountain of Har Sinai was endowed with Gilui Shechina. So to Eretz Yisrael, which always has a measure of Gilui Shechina, of being Hashem's backyard, Eretz Hashem, Hashem Lekech Abba Tamid, Mereish Hashanah, Rachmas Hashanah, it's the land of Hashem's backyard. So to its right to give that type of Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael with the Yovel after 7 times 7. Okede Lasa Zikar on the Mamad Har Sinai, perhaps even as a memory of Mamad Har Sinai, B'kriyas Dror, V'havaras Shofar, Metzurif L'Shar, Tamish Shem Mitzazu, Al Kei Nemar B'Har Sinai. That's why it says, to show how the whole Shemitah and Yovel, the whole theme of Yovel, was patterned after what happened at Har Sinai. Just to elaborate, I once heard about this idea of Ein Torah Ketoros Eretz Yisrael. That's what he said. He says that, what was the common denominator between Har Sinai and Yovel? Hashem's presence, that there's a special Gilui Shechina. And Eretz Yisrael exists all the time. But once every 50 years, there was a special attempt to call attention to the holiness of the land by saying, got to stop all the work, because Hashem's presence is here. No more work, just let's have another Mamad Har Sinai. Yovel, he says, is patterned after Mamad Har Sinai. I once heard, what does that mean? I heard it from a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik. He was getting all defending of his Rebbe. What does that mean? Ein Torah Ketoros Eretz Yisrael. My Rebbe never lived in Israel, never
taught Torah. Does that mean that the Torah of my Rebbe is not as good as all the Talmidei Chacham and Gedolei Torah that studied in Israel? My Rebbe's Torah is not. What do you mean, Rav Salvechik's Chidushim, brilliant Torah? They were just as good, if not better, not better than anyone in Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean, Ein Torah Katoras Eretz Yisrael? I once heard the following explanation.
There are two aspects to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. One of them is the level of study, understanding, chidushim, to learn, to understand, to know what you have to do, to study Hashem's Torah, to imbibe the wisdom of Torah. But there's another dimension of the study of Torah. That's why we make two berachas haTorah, some say. And that is, not only is there a mitzvah to study the Torah, to know it, but the Torah is also supposed to sanctify you. It elevates you. It's mekadesh you. When a person studies Torah, so the Shekhinah fills himself up. He's connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's being kissed by the Rabbanu Shalom. Yishakeni minishikos piyu. You're developing a relationship with Hashem, and that sanctifies a person. What does it mean, Ein Torah, Katoras Eretz Yisrael? It doesn't mean in terms of the understanding and the level of knowledge that you can do in Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael the same way. But in terms of the ability of Torah to sanctify a person in a place that's, as he says here, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's backyard, the ability of Torah to sanctify a person when he's in a matzav of Kedusha, as opposed to the ability of Torah to sanctify a person when he's in the Tumah of Chutz Laaretz, it doesn't have the same effect on the neshama. It doesn't have the same ability to sanctify. When you study Torah in the rarefied conditions of Yerushalayim, HaKodesh, and Beis HaMikdash, not the same thing. That's Pshat Nemedrash. Ein Torah Ketoras Eretz Yisrael. So here he's saying that part of the idea of the mitzvah of Yovel is that sanctity that a person we had at Mamad Har Sinai, we wanted to transfer over to the place that always has that sanctity. But once every 50 years, we call attention to the special sanctity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence being on Har Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence intensifies and strengthens itself in Eretz Yisrael. And the truth is, or both, in a mini way, every time a Jew sits down to learn Torah, and as we all sit here this morning, every Friday morning, as we sit here this morning, we have to realize that a mini Kabbalah Satorah is happening. That anytime Jews sit down to study Torah, right, Vadvarm Smechim Kinesinasim B'Sinai Chazal say, that a little mini Mamad Har Sinai comes down every time a Jew studies Torah. Last night, my Rebbe, Reb Mordechai Willig, spoke here in the Beis Medrash, so there was a question and answer at the end, and one of the boys asked Rabbi Willig, did you ever feel Hashem's presence in your life? Did you ever feel Hashem's presence? So he said, read what my Rebbe Rav Salvechik wrote about how he felt when he studied Torah. He writes, when he studied Torah, he always felt like there was somebody looking over his shoulder, there was a person, there was a something giving him encouragement and putting his arm around him and helping him and pointing him to the Rambam and pointing him to the explanations. He mamish felt like that. I remember when Rav Shechter gave his hesped for Rav Salvechik, I said this over many times, the day after Pesach, when we all came back to yeshiva, that Pesach, so Rav Shechter, in tears, he said, he mamish felt when he heard shir from Rav Salvechik, he mamish felt like the angels were coming down from Shemayim and listening, like it was mamish v'advarm smechim k'nisinasim b'sinai. He felt it was such an amazing shir that it was mamish like he felt the whole world stopped and all the angels were coming to hear Torah from his Rebbe, of Salvechik. So, I am a very, very, very cheap imitation of that. But all of us, when we sit and study Torah together, it's like a mini Mamad Har Sinai. That's what it's supposed to be. So there's a sense of Gilui Shechina, and that's what the Kli Yakar says. That's my Inyan Shemitah Leitzel Har Sinai. That after 49, when Klal Yisrael got together in Har Sinai, there was this sense of Gilui Shechina. There was a sense of freedom. We got our freedom at Mamad Har Sinai. So Yovel is all about freedom. We're showing, and we'll see, he's going to elaborate on it in one moment. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the next piece. You know what? On the same topic, you know what? We're going to go a little bit out of order. Let's go a little, because while I'm on this topic, he says something unbelievable. Let's skip. We're going to skip the next piece, go to two pieces. We'll see if we have time. We'll come back to that. Go to page 3, the top of the page, third page. The Safarta Lecha Sheva Shabsos Shanim. You shall count for you 7 sevens of years. Yovel. Tama Yovel Katama Shmita. Because he developed in the interim that the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Shemitah is to instill within the Jewish people emuna. The whole point of the mitzvah of Shemitah is to instill emuna in the Jewish people. That's the piece that we skipped. We're going to come back to that in one moment. But now he elaborates on that. V'nosaf al zeh yish o dvar macher b'go. Midika amar. V'safarta l'cha. What's this? V'safarta l'cha. You should count the years of Yovel for you, for yourself. What do you mean you count for you? Listen to what he says. Unbelievable. Shma mina. She'esh dimyon v'yichus l'shanim elu im mispar yimei shnei chayei ha'odom. Asherhema alarov boim b'mispar chamishim. He says, man generally lives 50 years. Uh-oh, people get a little nervous here. No. What does he mean? Ki yimeishno sein bahem shiva'im shana. The pasuk says the average lifespan is 70 years. Yimeishno sein bahem bigvurah shmonim shana, right? Yimeishno sein, the pasuk says, bahem shivim shana. V'esrim shana rishonim, don't worry. The first 20 years don't count. Ein b'chlal zeh. Ki lufi she'eino bar onshin, adayin bebezin shal mala, al kein kol masr shal osasman, nechshav lebli ma. Like he quoted, he loves this pasuk in Eel. He keeps quoting it. When you're young and you grow up, you grow wild. You know, the first few years don't count. You just, it's all Yetzirah. You're figuring out the world. He knows the Yetzirah. Until you're 20, you're not chayev in any Mises B'dei Shemayim. So the first 20 years don't count. But he says, your main life, he says, is 20 to 70. 20 to 70. 50 years. First 20 years, you know, your seichel is all messed up with youth. Youth is wasted on the young. But he says, from 20 and on is when you begin to try to contemplate that the world is a serious place. Umisham v'halak, what he says, humaschil lispar. That's when the count begins, the great count, the great count of life. He says, v'safarta l'cha means, in the years 20 through 70, v'safarta l'cha, you're supposed to count the Yovel years for you. What do you mean, count the Yovel years for you? He parallels the counting of the Yovel years, and I would add, the counting of the Sfiras Omer period, which is a similar type of 49 count, but he parallels the counting of the Yovel years with the counting of a person's life. How each year, some people do this on their birthday, but each year a person takes accounting of that year and thinks about his life and thinks about where his life is, where his life has been, where his life is going. And he says, V'safarta l'cha means the Yovel years of life are counting for you. What are you supposed to count for you? What are you counting? Umisham v'hala, from 20 and on, humaschil lispar, man starts to count. K'dei she'yeda kama yishar lo b'shanim. Asher b'hem navon tachbulos yikne v'sama d'chaye yiyelo levado v'ein lezar mito. That's when a person begins to count and says, how am I going to make my life mine and not for others and not for zarim ito? You see what he means by this in a moment. L'kach nemar tricks. What tricks is he going to do? V'sama d'chaye, the elixir of life. How is he going to acquire the elixir, the potion, the medicine of life? Yielo levado. How is he going to be able to achieve his life for himself and not have his life raped away from him or stolen away from him by others? You should count for yourself. L'toyvascha ulahana ascha kedei lahotzi kol yamecha bidvarim ruchnim. Az v'hayu l'cha yimei sheva shabzos hashanim. Ratzaloma yu l'cha levad chavlo lazar mitcha. He says, if you count your days for you, then your years will be for you. Again, that's the way he reads the pasuk. V'safar tal l'cha sheva Shabsel Shanim, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pamim, Vayul Cha, you may Sheva Shabsel Shanim, Te Sheva Abayim Shana. If you count for you, these years will be for you. What does that mean? He says, if you count for your own benefit, which means, if you realize your life is short, and if you realize every single year has the ability for you to grow and to develop and to fill yourself up with ruchnius, and to realize that every year and every month and every moment and every day, every hour, every minute, if you count for yourself, what do you mean you count for yourself? You know, again, let me read that line that's bolded. It's not bolded in the Kliyakar, I bolded it. Im tispar l'cha l'toyvascha ulahana ascha k'dei lahotzi kol yamecha b'dvarim ruchniyim, to spend your days filling yourself up with ruchniyis. Az v'hayu l'cha yimei sheva shabzos hashanim ratza lomar yiyu l'cha levadcha v'lo l'zarim itcha. Then your years will be for you. Then your life's work will not be wasted on others. But if you make the focus of your years, of your 50, if you make the focus of your 50 just accumulating wealth, just accumulating physical things, and you view your whole purpose in the light in your 50 of just amassing wealth, ultimately, you are never going to really benefit from your life's toil. Because if you spend your whole 50, if you spend your 50 involved in just physical things, when your life is over, where does that physical thing go? Where does it all go? Who gets benefit from it? Ki al harov ein ha'adam yachol lahachzik b'shalom. People who just care about material things and about money and about amassing wealth, generally speaking, you can't even hold on to your own wealth. Ki im mispar shanim elu, only for these years. Avol shnas hachamishim, mishnas esrim. But from year 70, which is the 50th year from 20, shushnas hashivim yom yivoldo, 70th year from birth, oz hakol shavim bahono urechusho. By that time, in terms of your relationship to all your money and all your food, by the time you're 70, you no longer care about all your money and all your food. It doesn't help you anything. Oz hakol shavim bahono urechusho. Everybody's equal. V'lo yiktzar od kitziro. You will no longer be able to harvest from all your life's work. Ves inve nizero asher hivdil v'histir b'yom ha'maaseh. Umeanu yadav lingoa. Your hands will no longer be able to touch it. V'haisa einav tsarabo. You'll be so consumed with your own money. Mites la'acha me'achiv. V'afil la'atzmo lo niten. You don't even let yourself benefit from it. Kavachomish lahaya mahana la'acheru. You're not going to give it to others. Hine bizmanahu yagel yibo beso nigaros biomapo. All of your wealth, people who spend their whole lives just worried about their money and physical possessions, by the time they're old, they've lost all connection to it. And he says, Va'akol hefker, Va'akol shavimbo, ke'ashir, v'halach, v'huz man kriyas dror v'eved chavshi me'adonav. He seems to say that when a person gets older, a person who doesn't fill himself up with ruchnius, but just cares about gashmius, so he looks back on his life when he's 70, he says, what do I have for my life? What did I do? What did I accomplish? What did my life mean? What are they going to write on my grave? I made a lot of money. And a person only attains that perspective sometimes in retrospect. So he says, "Ukidei shiyia davar zel zichron beinei ha'adam." And in order for this accounting of life to be clear in man's eyes, to be opposite his consciousness at all times, ashalotis banahon, that all of your money in the end of time and all of your material possessions and all your physical and all your chasing after food, at the end of your time, it ain't going to mean anything to you. But for a person in his younger years to try to remember that, to try to keep that on his mind, Siva Hashem lekadesh es shnas hachamishim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to sanctify the 50th year. Lo yizara v'lo yavod bo. Don't plant and don't work that 50th year. What's pshat? Ki kamoshit siva lekadesh hashana hashviyas. Just like he commanded you in the piece that we skipped, to sanctify the 7th year, leida ulodia ki l'Hashem ha'aretz. To be mashvish that muna, that God is the bialim of the land. It's not you making your money, it's Hashem. It's Hashem. That's the idea of Shemitah. We'll speak about that in a moment if we have time. Kach tziva l'kadesh esnas hachamishim lodia ki yesh gvul v'kitzva l'chol ma'asav. Hashem commanded us to sanctify that 50th year to remind us that there's going to be a time afterwards where all your physical and material and all the money, it's all going to stop. V'chihu eino ba'al asada b'hechlet. It's going to come a time where we're going to have to, we're only here for a short trip. We're only here for a short ride. There's going to be a time where we're going to have to turn in all that physical, all the physical body. Elohu, you're not the Baal HaSadah Bechleit. We don't really own our possessions in this world. We don't really own the roots that we think we're staking in this world, in this false world, in this Olam HaShekh, in this Olam HaGashmi, where we're only here for 50 years. Elohu kiger ba'aretz ve'en lo koach ba, ki im chamishim shana. You only have 50 years on this earth. Maybe a little more for some people. Meaning 70, right? Or 80, or 90. Lefikach, ve'aretz lo simach l'tzmisas. That's why you can't sell your land forever. It's always going to come back by Yovel. Ki lo ishlito elokim limkar davar she'enu shalo. Because you can't sell. You think your house is yours. You can't sell it forever. At Yovel it goes back to you. You think your house is yours? You think your land is yours? You think your whole physical existence in this world is going to be eternal? It's only 50 years. V'zeo shenasan tam v'amar ki li oretz, ki gerim v'toshav matem imadi. V'yusam machatem imadi al toshavim shema mina shedafka l'olam haba. Ki azatem imadi, shem atem toshavim. In olam haba, we exist forever. In the olam of Ruchnius, Ruchnius is eternal. Gashmius is 50 years. Aber boil ma ze atem geir. Kol shpokh nosn kha arz betoras arisis of betoras sheila. Hashem gave us this physical world, he's lending us. Ve ech tim kol dav sheila shelcha. And just to highlight it even a little bit further, Rabosai, one more line here. Ve in havaras shofar kriyas jor b'yom kippurim. You blew shofar on Yovel, and Yovel took place on Yom Kippur. Why? Just like Matan Torah, when we got our freedom from the Yetzirah, the Surin, the Chayin Yom Kippur's Man Chayrus Miad Melech Zakin Uksil Oyim Stakin Musatun Yetzirah. Yom Kippur's the day where we're free from the Yetzirah. V'chozel Haskil Adam. All of this is to remind man of Yom HaChayrus Bameisim Chavshi. The reason why it took place in Yom Kippur is to remind a person of the day of death. Yovel, says the Kli Yakar, is supposed to remind a person that we're all on a great march and a great count. There's going to be a year 70 at the end of life. Hopefully for us it'll be more than 70. It'll be 80, it'll be 90, it'll be 100, it'll be 120, Bez Hashem. It doesn't make a difference when it is. It's coming. It's going to be there that day. And on that day, there's going to be a day where we're chafshi. Shetamid yil aneged einav. That end of time is supposed to always be, what am I going to have by the time it's finished? What are they going to say about me? What will I have made of my life? Shetamid yil aneged einav zman hachafshi v'acheres. V'chein kasav da'avar b'nel. So he says that Yovel is a mashal to man's life. And the safar to l'cha, how are we going to make it that our life was actually really something that we're going to take with us eternally? Every mitzvah that a person does, every piece of Torah that a person studies, every ma'isa chesed that a person does, he's building nitzchias. That's the safar to l'cha. If you your 50 years from 20 to 70 on this life as an opportunity to count for you, it's a count. We got to take an accounting. That's one of the beautiful themes of Sphira. Yesod should be Yesod. Every day, a different midah, a different limud. That's the way a Jew looks at his life. Every moment is a moment of opportunity for growth. Every moment is an opportunity to study a word of Torah, to say a nice thing to a person, to smile at a person, to lift a person up. Because we're only here for a short time. It's only a short train ride. 50 years. 70 years. And every moment a person has to view it as, am I now doing something for me? For my neshama? Or am I doing something that is going to be here today and gone tomorrow that I don't take with me to my grave? And that once the 70-year, 120-year ride is up, it's no longer going to have an effect. So I think you're going to have to do the Shemitah one for homework. Let's go to page 4. Because it's also Parshas B'chukos at the Shabbos. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I do this, it's like so late at night, I don't even know where I'm holding. Right. In Israel this week, it's only B'chukos. Okay, I got to get that straight. Okay. Okay. Im chukosai teilecho, listen to what he says so beautifully here. It's one last thing about im chukosai teilecho. So we all know Rashi's comment, Pirish Rashi, Shetiyu Amelum Batorah. The person is supposed to work himself, he's supposed to work hard at Torah. Afal Pisha Rashi, Hichriach Zemin Yoser Apsukim, Cherikim Amitzis Kfar Omer, etc. Even though, where did Rashi get this, right? We're also accustomed to it, right? If you read the Chumash, right? Imbuchu kosai teilechu. Rashi says, Shetiyu ameilim b'Torah. I mean, that's very nice. I mean, you know, the Netziv's commentary in Chumash, the Netziv was a Rosh Hashiva. So Rosh Hashiva, when he says commentary, so in every pasuk he sees an allusion to the study of Torah. In every pasuk's about, you have to learn Torah, you have to learn Torah. My Rosh Hashiva in Kamriyav, Chaim Yaakov Goldberg also, every drasha was about learning Torah, studying Torah, Talmud Torah. That's what a Rosh Hashiva does. Rosh Hashiva wants to get. That's what you do in yeshiva. In yeshiva, you study Torah. So that's the primary theme of most of the drashas in yeshiva. So the Kliyaka is saying it's very nice that Rashi brought a few riots. Im chukosai teilechu, if you walk in my statutes, what does that mean? A study of Torah, of course. Where do you see it in the pasuk? Says the Netziv. So he says, yeah, I know Rashi has a lot of riots to this. But let me tell you what I think is more simple, he says. Mikol malkum gam mitzad haloshen hadavar tzarech biur. V'hu, shedat alasos shlosha chalukos b'pasuk zeh. He says there are three parts to the pasuk. We're not going to get to all three. We're only going to get to the first one. I apologize. The rest you got to do for homework. Asher kenegda mamar shlosha pamim nasati. V'parasha rishon amar im b'chukosai teilechu. Al ha'amal batorah. V'koveya itim latorah, chok v'lo yavor. V'al ze amar lashon b'chukosai. What does chok mean? Chok means something that's chakuk. It's engraved, it's chiseled, it's set, it's immovable and immutable. Ki ein kavanaso am mitzvos ha'chukios, ki lo matzino b'hem b'chol ha'torah lashon halicha. It doesn't mean the chukim. Because we never found in all the Torah the word halicha, walking in your chukim. What's walking have to do with chukim? Kilo nemar, loshim chukosai. Shma mino, shalicha zu b'daberes, b'davar she'en ha'kodesh baruch hu mitzav e'olav. What's this holech? Holech means Man walks in this engraved set path. What does that mean? It's not something that Hashem tells you to do. Man trains himself in this engraved path, in these minhagim, in this custom. It's referring to the person who sets himself up, set times for the study of Torah. Kvius itim la Torah, engraved, set, usual, frequent times that a person learns. V'umargil atzmo lovel abeis ha-medrash b'eis yadua ad she'nase ha-davar l'teva etzel ha-raglayim. It like becomes set for your feet to walk that way. And he continues. That's why v'nasati gishmeichem b'itam. What's the payback? If you set yourself for a consistent, set, engraved, chiseled, Seder HaLimud study of Torah, that you know this is my Torah study time, each week, each month, each day, whatever it is, if it's set, if it becomes a kvius, that your feet go there automatically. In B'chukosai Teilechu Zakder, he says that it refers to the type of study of Torah that's set for you, that you know every week, this is what I do. As much as it's a schlep, Every day, this is my set Torah study time. This is my set. My legs do it by themselves. And B'chukosai Teilechu, what does Hashem say? V'nasati gishmeichem bi'itam. So I'm going to respond in kind and make sure that your gashmius is set also. V'nasati gishmeichem bi'itam. You're not going to have to worry. It's not going to be uneven. You're not going to have to worry. Today I'm going to have food. Tomorrow I'm not going to have food. If a person gives himself the kvius in life, Hashem's gonna take care of us also. And he says, "Ein agsham netzarim ki avon bitul Torah." Torah is the whole thing that sustains the world. Nefesh HaChaim writes that if there would be a moment in time that there would be no Jews studying Torah throughout the entire world would collapse. If a person sets his life up that the Torah defines his life, that his legs naturally and automatically take him to the Beis HaMedrash for his set times of study, Hashem says, going back to the Shemitah piece that we skipped, which is really a Meiridika piece, I simply didn't have time to do it, says the whole idea of Shemitah is to test a person's emunah. At the end of 6 years, is a person going to say, Hashem commanded me not to observe, not to till the land, not to farm my fields. He commanded me that after Shemitah not to do it. Am I going to have that trust? Am I going to have that faith? Am I going to have that mood? I'm going to say, oh, how am I going to live? The farmer's going to say, how am I going to live? What am I going to do? It's to test a person's emunah, that a person has to know. If a person keeps the tenets of Yiddishkeit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of him. If a person keeps, like I always say to the kids, I can't understand. A person thinks that he's going to be dishonest on a test, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you benefit from that. I hold it's a lack of emunah. It's a lack of emunah b'Hashem. A person who's dishonest in business, what, you think the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to let you benefit from that? You're not bikurus. If you're dishonest in business, you're not bikurus. A person has to know, if he does what he's supposed to do to the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to take care of him. That doesn't mean that every person who's a chacham and a tzaddik in the Yerush Shemayim is the wealthiest person in the world. Obviously, it's not true. But it means that derech klal, a person has to realize, a person can't say, this mitzvah doesn't mean, if I do this mitzvah, if I do this thing, I'm not going to be able to survive. I'm not going to be able to live. Hashem is asking too much of me. Shemitah says that a person is safe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you leave your land fallow in the seventh year. That means you're going to be able to do it. And you have to have trust and say, if Hashem told me I can only make my money in this way and I'm not allowed to use the cheap, everybody's doing it, doesn't make a difference. If Hashem said this is the way a Jew conducts himself, then v'nasati gishmeichem b'itam. The tefillah will make for 3 years, years 6, 7, and 8. The tefillah will make for everything. A person has to realize, this is what the mitzvahs of Torah say. You have to realize, it's going to happen. It may not happen the way you think it's going to happen. It may not happen right away the way you think it's going to happen. A person who keeps the mitzvahs of Torah, a person is in b'chukosai teilechu, if he's kaveya itim la Torah, if the Torah by him is a kfiyas, which means teilechu. If the Torah study is teilechu, your legs go by yourself. So v'nasati gishmecha b'itam, may be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we will learn from the study of the laws of Shemitah and Yovel that ki l'Hashem kol ha'aretz, we have 120 years of our life to make sure that we have something to take with it when we go, that it was lanu. May we soon see that day when oz tirtze ha'aretz is shabsosel. After that, when v'zacharti yisprisi, like it says in B'chukosah, v'zacharti yisprisi, Yaakov yisprisi, Yitzhak yisprisi, Avram, eskar v'haaretz eskar, may we go back to Eretz Yisrael to once again celebrate Shemitah and Yovel the way it was meant to be, when Mashiach comes here, v'yameinu amen.
Amen. Good.